Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning, we're having a chat to Catriona Thompson, who is part of the School of Environment at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Catriona, how are you?
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Hope you're going well in your bubble, wherever that might be at the moment.
Yeah, we're good. Nearly a weekend now, so far so good.
That's good to hear. That is very good to hear. Hey, we're talking to you about something that is quite topical and very interesting. It is about the coastal erosion that happens around Aotearoa, and particularly the effects of waves on coastal cliffs. I'm quite interested in this because we've obviously seen a massive report from the government in the last week about how climate change is going to affect our coasts around the country. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about what your research is, Catriona?
Yeah, so my specific research is about cliff erosion. So it's when the waves themselves are actually interacting with the cliff face.
Right.
So not so much about beaches and things in front of the cliff. It's just about how the actual cliff itself gets affected by waves. So if you imagine like you're at a beach and you can see a headland, and there's water at the bottom of the cliff, and you can see like the waves hitting it, basically. When the waves hit it, it kind of transfers some energy into the cliff, and that can actually start eroding the cliff itself. So you can kind of hear it when a wave hits the cliff, and it makes a big like slap sound, and you can feel it also if you're standing at the top of the cliff. So it's about how that causes cliff erosion, because if you think about climate change, that's probably going to be one of the big changes that happens with sea level rise and, you know, increasing storms and the severity of those storms, which is likely to come with climate change. Then those waves are going to be really changing in the future. So we kind of want to understand what that might do to erosion.
And I think there was quite a shocking statistic that came out when that report was released by the government the other week, that something like 60% of New Zealand houses and homes are in that coastal area. You were focusing particularly on Taranaki. Can you tell us a bit about what your research was telling you?
Yeah, so the research that we did, my field site was down in Taranaki at a place called Onero Bay, and we had some instruments out there that were recording the waves and also the cliff movement. So we had seismometers, which, you know, are used to measure earthquakes. But we put them in the top of the cliff, and it measures the cliff moving when a wave hits it. So the cliff kind of shakes when a wave hits it. And we recorded for about a month the waves and the cliff movement, and we found that the waves that kind of did the most, had the most effect on the cliff were waves that weren't necessarily really big, so not necessarily during like a really big storm, but waves that were breaking just as they impacted the cliff.
Right.
So it kind of showed us that how we kind of think about what might be the most at risk and the most vulnerable to erosion in the future might not necessarily just be where you have an increase in sea level or local sea level or an increase in a lot of storms that affect the coast. It's more about how that interaction between the wave impact itself and the type of impact might change in the future. The place that we were doing the research down in Taranaki, it did have quite a bit of erosion already. It has, the estimates are about up to about a metre a year. So it is, and there's kind of ongoing seawall reconstruction and stuff that happens down there to kind of try and protect the beach set. So they are quite concerned about what might happen in the future. Yeah,
it's a pretty terrifying prospect, to be honest, but it is amazing research that you're doing, because it does give us so much insight into how our coasts function and how coastal erosion functions. And sort of within the network of environmental science, how does your research fit into the bigger picture? What's your research going to contribute to that broader picture going forward?
Surprisingly, maybe, coast research isn't that popular. for coastal science, it's still quite, like, relatively to other coastal environments, like a sandy beach, say. It's not that extensively studied, because it is quite complicated. There's a lot of things going on, like, as well as all the marine processes, you have all the kind of land processes that also happen, you know, like the actual rock geology, like landsliding and that sort of thing, that affects the erosion. So the actual process of how, you know, the drivers of the erosion and then what we actually see, that linking those is still kind of relatively not understood. It's still kind of uncertain. Like, we can see that it happens, we can see the end process, but we still are working on linking that to what is causing it. So yeah, the kind of ongoing research that I've done is trying to improve that link between how we understand what waves do to cliff erosion.
That's so interesting. You'd think there'd be much more of a picture already existing in a small island country like New Zealand. So obviously what you're doing sounds very important, Catriona. And I'm sure it will probably only continue to be important as climate change rolls along.
Yeah, well, not the climate change stuff. It's still a lot of stuff that we can sort of find out. And especially here in New Zealand, there's a lot of people that are quite directly affected by it. So
Well, it's really interesting to talk to you. Thank you so much for giving us your time this morning. We've been speaking to Dr. Catriona Thompson from the School of Environment at the University of Auckland. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, Catriona.
Thank you very much. You too.
See you later.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.